Message number 516. The Antichrist will claim he is me, Jesus Christ. Sunday, August 12, 2012 at 06:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, know that just as I instruct you to prepare humanity for the salvation that is rightfully theirs, so too does the evil one prepare souls. He prepares false prophets to deceive God's children so that they will accept the Antichrist as their Jesus. This wickedness is difficult for you to comprehend, but with the gift I have given you to read souls, you will know instantly who these false prophets are. They will always target you, my daughter, in the most devious ways, for you will be their number one adversary. Yet their lies, couched in what will seem to be like the holy words of God, hide the biggest lie of all. They will declare that the false prophet will be the true pope. They will declare subtly at first that the Antichrist will be Christ the King. When they seduce poor souls that their messages come from God, such souls will be none the wiser. I must warn all of God's children. I will never come in the flesh the second time. I will not appear in the world as a leader. Nor will I this time perform miracles to prove to you who I am, other than the miracle of the warning and the miracle in the sky, which will be seen sometime after the warning takes place. The Antichrist will claim he is me, Jesus Christ. This abomination has been foretold. Who to believe, children, is no easy task, for many will come in my name. But know this: the evil one, through his false prophets, will never tell you to pray to the Holy Spirit or receive the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. He will never admit that I, Jesus, the Son of Man, came as the Messiah in the flesh to redeem men from sin. He will never ask or encourage you to say the Holy Rosary or show allegiance to my beloved mother. Be on your guard. Stay awake and only follow my instructions. The evil one is trying to form an army amongst my followers. Although his other army is well established on earth, he now targets those who believe in me, your Jesus, because he wants to hide his evil deeds behind holy people. He will use their love for me as a shield to hide the lies he intends to inflict upon the world. Trust in my words and do not deviate from the truth as it is being given to you through these my holy messages to the world at this time. Your Jesus.